I brought a special guest on tonight, and while I'm continuing to pull up my my details here, I'd like to introduce you all to Jenny Harrelson and Tyler. Is Tyler on as well?
Yeah.
Me and Tyler are both on.
Hello.
Okay. And what I like to do is to just give you some kind of words of wisdom from the field, some things that seem to work. And Jenny and Tyler have both just recently moved in E10 full-time, and it really was kind of a blessing, but wasn't really on their radar screen. And once they did, they really started hammering it, and they started bringing people to the table a lot. And as the people came to the table, I've been doing maybe two or three or four meetings with them a week, and the same with Jan. She's been out trying to keep up with these guys as well. And they were doing pretty good. They were getting out there, getting it done. But to show the bigger picture, we had a little discussion today. And so, Tyler and Jenny, would you kind of describe how it was that you began to start to get people to sitting down? Was it more coffee shops, wellness previews? What were the things you were doing? What were the things that you were doing to try to get them there? And then what are you really seeing as a bigger picture after today?
Well, we wanted to do the business, and a situation came up where we had the opportunity to do it full time, so that's what we're doing, and we just hit it really hard and started calling everybody we know and just asking them to meet with us. And so it's mostly been coffee shops. We haven't had a whole bunch of success with the wellness previews, but we're still working on those. And we wanted to, you know, build our business, and that was our main focus. Get a little bit of money rolling in and get a base set up. And after today, I mean, we got the bigger picture. We sat down with Jerry and just opened our eyes to it's so much more than a business, and you have your own story, and you can totally be yourself and do what you want to do and use me as a vehicle to get there.
Tyler, have you got a little, before I really put you guys on the spot, do you have kind of some things that you picked up from, that's a good synopsis of it, but something else you might have thrown into the mix there?
Yeah, it was pretty much totally changed both of our thinking. Started out, you know, we just said, well, we just got to do it as a business because we got to do it. We have no other choice. So when we really started talking today, we understood it was more than just and educating people. It was actually, like Jenny said, it was a tool and a vehicle to show other people our vision and allow them to help us achieve it while we achieve, help them achieve their vision. Because once they see that we have vision and that we're going for something way bigger than ourselves and we have the means to do it, it just makes it's that much easier for somebody else to see that they want to jump in and join and then help other people with the exact same thing that we're helping them with. So it's pretty powerful.
Cool. Okay, so then, based on that discussion and that lead-in, what were you using as the vision you were putting across to people before, and what do you think that vision is that you're going to give to them now when you want them to take a look at joining you in something?
Before, the vision that we were putting across was probably not a vision at all. We just kind of told them that we want them to check out what we're doing because, basically, you know, we told them we're doing something different, and that's about what we left it at. We didn't really have any, vision or passion about it. It was just like, hey, check out what we're doing something different. But now we understand that it's more than that. It's going to be, we've got a vision, and we're going to go here, and we really need you to, catch the same vision, and we want to be a part of something way bigger than ourselves, because that's what we're created to do, is be a part of something that you can't do by yourself, and that you need a network of people and friends and just other people that have different things that they can bring to the table that will complete a functioning network or vehicle, I guess you could say. So that's much what we're going to be telling people, is that they have something that they can offer to a lot of other people, and it's just one piece of the puzzle, and everyone's a piece of the puzzle, so we're just trying to put that puzzle together.
Cool. Now, Jenny, can you share what your vision is?
My vision is, you know, it's being something more than yourself. It's not living a life of mediocrity. It's stepping out and really pushing for something. And I think you did help me today, Jerry, realize that that's one thing I've learned in my racing career. And just that you can do anything, and why not do something bigger than yourself, and why not just push for something? Why not be somebody? Because you can. I mean, you have the opportunity, so just do it, kind of thing.
Okay, now, give us a little bit of history, because people here haven't met you yet, and you guys are how old?
I'm 24.
And I am 22, and we live in Spokane, and we, before this, we raced circle track stock cars, late model type cars, and it was awesome. I started when I was 6, saving for my first race car until I was 16, and I finally got one. And then I met Tyler, and he shared the same vision, and me, Tyler, and my family, we just went nuts and went racing. I mean, we did anything it took, staying up 3 days in a row to get the engine in. I mean, putting the engine together at the track, waiting in line to get into the track. We just did whatever it took, and it felt really good pushing for something. It was very hard, but it was so worth it when we won that first race, and the feelings are indescribable, and that's what we want to apply to this, that you just have to push really hard to get this thing going, and then when it breaks, it's just going to be so awesome.
So, Jenny, you took that, and as a kid, you weren't very old, you started asking people to join you in a vision. What was the vision you had in your racing?
My vision was to be the first female Nextel Cup champion, and that's the biggest stock car circuit there is in the United States, fastest sport there is right now, and I wanted to be the first female in there, and there's been females in there before, but to be a champion, to actually make it through to a champion, and I sponsor hunted all the time. I was always acquiring new sponsors, and I just went in and shared with them what I wanted to do and what I was going to do, and one signed up, they wanted to be a part of it.
So now, after our discussion today, you had something in your life that really was meaningful and was you were excited about, you started really running for it. That was your racing and the whole step up to the Nextel Cup level, because you saw very clearly, in as you described it, other people bought into that vision and wanted to be a part of that as well. And so today you shifted from, you want to see what we're doing, which almost sounds like I've got this job that I just started, to something completely different, and that's, I want to show you what passion we've started.
Absolutely.
Well, we want to be a part of that. Well, does anybody have any quick questions to them, and before we bump into the rest of the call?
How long you been doing it, and where you at right now?
As far as Macon?
Yeah.
We have been in since October of last year. We just started doing it, really started doing Macon in July, and we are executives.
All right.
And they've got a lot in the hopper, some really good people right now. So I thought I'd give you kind of that perspective of when you change this from some sort of deal that you're doing and trying to dot your I's and cross your T's to something that's just a passion, and you just kind of spill that passion out on the table and say, this is what we want. We want to live this life full out, full throttle, and make a huge difference. And the only way we can see to do it is this. That's a different way to prospect. letting somebody really hear what you're about, who you are, what your challenges are, but what your excitement and the things that you're looking forward to in the future, and then asking them to join you in it. And that's really, holy cow, when these guys get popping on that, it's going to get crazy. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jerry.
And through this call, we're also kind of keeping ourselves posted on what's happening, what's coming up. And this next week over in Seattle, I'm going to be attending what's called the Diamond Summit. And that is people from Norway, Australia, and around the United States are going to be getting together that are at the Diamond rank and above at Dennis and Ruth Williams' house. And we're going to be going through some structural material, and we're looking at where are we and where are we going to go in the future. We're going to be looking at pulling out maps. And like Ed Weins has always said, he said, I never wanted to work at a place or point to a building and say that's where he works. He said, I wanted to point to a map and say that's where I work. We're going to be pulling out maps, and we're going to be opening up territories. And Connie, we thank you for being on the call, because there's little or nothing going on in your area comparatively in terms of the number of people. Have you found that just cruising around?
Yeah, there's nothing.
And what that means is that the whole world is wide open for anybody that wants to kind of jump in and be supported and work together as a team to do that. And so let's find out who has made it to the call. I want to, Andre and Marina, you're here, right?
Yeah, I'm here. We're kind of babysitting at the same time. Marina's sister is here. She's explaining to her. Marina is, she just started finally getting in. But both me, yeah, and, you know, we're trying to get them motivated and keep them motivated.
Well, Andre and Marina are working in a very unique group, and we're learning a lot as we go through this. They, Andre, his family has immigrated from Ukraine. And
from Marina, Russia.
You were Russia, and she was in Ukraine. Okay.
Okay.
And then they found each other at church, and they've started building a business, and Rubem is one of the people that they're working with now. And Andre, can you give us a clue about some of the things that happened this week?
We made custom railings with my dad right now, and we were installing some railings, well, actually getting ready to install them, and I needed a piece of, like a block, a 2x10, I had to put it in because there was nothing to bolt the railing to, so, and there was a house across the street getting framed, and there happened to be a couple of guys from our church, they're brothers. And I told them a couple things about Nick, and I mean, everybody I see, pretty much, I talk to them. I don't know, it's just in me now, and this feels really good to do. Anyway, I talked to these guys for maybe 7 minutes, and one of the brothers, the older one, he's like, I wore a bracelet, and I had really high blood pressure, and that totally took it away. He's like, I definitely want to hear about it.
And so we scheduled something at their house. What happened then? So this
we went
like
there,
48
man.
Hours later, right?
Yeah, it was pretty quick. There was like 13 people at his house that he got together. And we were kind of shocked. We did not expect that. And Jerry, too, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah. It just, the doorbell kept ringing.
Yeah, and the guy tells me, he's like, why didn't you let me know earlier? I would have got even more people. I'm like, that's okay. We got next week. So this week we'll get together at this house a little bit later too, and it was really good. A lot of people, at first they were quiet, sitting, and then towards the end they just like came alive and started asking all these questions, trying things out. It was pretty amazing.
And
may I ask,
Jerry,
what is the vision that you are giving, Andre? When you, like you said, you were talking to these guys for about 7 minutes, what were some of the things you were sharing?
Well, I am so excited about this because with railings there isn't much more going on construction wise, everything's slowing down. Even though we make it for high-end homes, that's still not going very good. And I'm really excited about Nikan, really excited. And everybody I talk to, I bring up about the company, about how stable it is. Like, it's from Japan and it's the fastest growing company in the history of Japan, and that just already catches people's, you know, their attention, and they're like, really, what is it? And then I kind of go into details just a little bit. I tell him the story with my wife, because she had kidney problems, and then with my back. And that usually is enough to get them to ask me a couple questions. And usually, you know, I'll ask for their number, and usually they always give it to me. And I started riding my bike. I got sick and tired of driving to my parents' house, which is like 10 miles, and there's construction going on, and I talked to like almost every single construction person over there, and it's really neat. You know, these people are actually really excited to hear what you have to say to them. So that's
cool.
Yes.
Now, Ruvim is getting started in earnest now, and he's bringing some people to the table, and he has this stuff that's going on overseas, and some things that are going on here, and we're trying to follow up and try to keep up with that. So that's pretty grand. And this is a brand new leg. And this leg would look like what was the town they wanted to contact next week, as well as or this week, as well as doing some more stuff in Spokane. What was the family? What town in the country were they related to?
Jerry, is that to me?
Yeah.
What are you, Minnesota? Minneapolis?
No, that's coming up next question, but this family that we were just talking about that you met with so many people, what town?
Well, they're in Seattle and Indiana, Goshen, Indiana.
Now, for those of you
talking about?
Did you guys get my email on the special Nikan Science Day that's going on in Indianapolis, Indiana? I'll go ahead and send that out to all of you, because it's in the next couple of days. And so your people from Goshen, if they have some folks in the family that speak English well, they can go to this special event in Indianapolis that just happened to come across today. I will also be myself. Russell and Michelle, are you on right now?
Yeah, that's Russ. I'm here.
Okay, Russell and I are going to be tearing up the turf down in Yakima with Mike, and really start to establish the Yakima market on Wednesday. And Russell, do you get some Wednesday morning stuff going?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to work on that tomorrow.
Okay, just let me know when that is. So I'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll be pushing to see as many people as we can and really get that one up off the ground. For those of you who want to kind of follow through on the WebEx, I sent you an email. All you have to do is just connect, click on the URL, which means the blue line there. It'll bring up a few instructions, and you'll be able to look at some of the groups that we're talking about and how we're developing those groups. So Andre and Marina, we want to add to this a pretty significant red line. And this is actually a blue one for a prospect. Ruben gets changed to a red because he's now in the game. And Ruben, have you gotten your auto shift stuff yet?
Not yet.
Okay, we're going to keep you blue till you get to that point. And then we're going to go with Andre. Does he spell his name the same way, Andre?
Who does? Me?
The other one.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
So the same.
And then you're going to try to help me out. I'm going to put Andre here in this line, and then underneath him...
On the computer, Jerry.
Just tell me some names. Who is it that he's working on sponsoring after our meeting this last week?
There's a guy named Vitaly, and Boris Suk, I think, B-O-R... ISDK, and then this girl, I forgot her name.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to make sure we get these down so we can follow through. Any news from your dad's group?
Yeah, Marina told you that I'm in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Fill us in on Minnesota, what's going on there?
We were supposed to go there next weekend, but we put it off till the weekend after. They're getting more people, and we just got Marina's aunt. She works in some kind of retirement home or something, and she got a whole, like, it was not a gymnasium, it's like a conference room, and there's going to be at least 50 people there that, they're all under her dad, most of them, under our dad, and for two of his legs, and these people are just exploding it over there. They saw it right away, they're doing their own previews already, wellness previews, because Marina did them in Russian on the phone, kind of taught them a little bit. You guys are signing people up left and right, and we're going there because they need more, a little bit more help, so we're going to get them going even a little bit quicker.
Very good.
That should be pretty good.
Do you still have did the gal sign up from California?
Yeah, she did. I don't know if she ordered yet. I'm scared. But she's already talking to a lot of people.
And what's her name?
What is her name? Teresa.
Okay, so I've got that down now. So we're going to follow Teresa. She's going on auto ship. And so that's, you know, we're working well. That's great. You guys got some huge stuff going on. Lots and lots. And if I just want to add, sorry, Jerry, before I forget.
If anybody's running into some Russian people, you guys are more than welcome to call us, and we'll get you some information in Russian, because we got some in from Russia. We talked to the head director guy over there, and we got a hold of him through Bob Richards, and he helped us out with some info, and we're getting a bunch more brochures and stuff that we ordered. And they're going to be really cheap. We're just going to get rid of them for however much we got them for, because it's kind of cost a little bit of money to get them here from Russia. But it's really good information, and these guys will listen to it. And it's pretty much the same thing you have, but in Russian.
Super, thank you. Okay, well, we'll come back to that. Russell and Michelle, have you got anybody to add to the list on your sheet now?
Yeah, we've got Ron and Sandy Reedy just came on.
Okay, and are they on auto ship yet?
They're not on auto ship yet. Awesome.
Okay, good job. Okay. Anyone else in the hopper that we haven't seen yet?
There's a lot of potential. Names are eluding me right now.
Okay. Well, bring them up as we go along if they come back to you.
Okay.
Let's go to Eric and Diana. You guys have got a whole list of people here that we're trying to keep up with Diane and Brendan and Lonnie and Robert and Connie and Sean and Michael and Aaron and Carol and Mike and Lonnie. So what do you got going? Anything we need to be updated on?
Yeah, I don't know if the last time I was on, Brandon Harris is on auto ship, and we're going to try and get his mom on auto ship with Carol.
Okay.
Brandon's going to buy his business pack next month, at the end of the month, I believe. That would be awesome. And he had a question, too. Is there a certain amount of time now that you have to buy that business pack like it used to be, or has it gone away from that?
No, you still have 90 days from the time you get in, or thereabouts, to make sure you get that purchase for that pack, and then after that, the pack is no longer available, and you have to get it another way, or put this guy together individually.
Because he's down in Texas, and he doesn't have anything to show anybody, but he's gone through the ABC flip chart on his laptop that I emailed to him with 10 guys in the last few days, and they all are digging it, and these are young guys, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, but he doesn't have a single thing to show them, and he just got his bracelet today, so...
Oh, good. And what part of Texas?
San Antonio, but they can't leave base yet, Jerry.
Okay, and we need to just be in touch with Cowboy down there when they do, right?
Yeah, which will be in the next couple of weeks. And then Brandon also let me know today that his mom's going to text him a day this week when you and I could possibly three-way with her to talk to her about she lives all the way up in Chihuahua.
Okay, super. Anybody else hot right now in your group?
Um, point, Jerry, now.
Okay, good job. Any good stories from this week?
My brain is kind of discombobulated right now. I'm kind of in the middle of working out, so maybe.
Oh,
Diana, you got anything?
No, not really.
All right, well, throw in as you can. All right, I'm going to switch over to, let's try Chuck and Tracy. We had, Tracy and I had a good call was that today?
Yeah.
And so we're working with Alex and Kathleen in Redding, California. And she said that, you can probably add, Olympic gold medalist, two-time at least Olympic gold medalist in the 200-400 IM from the United States, 1968 Olympics, Debbie Meyer, to your list of people who are NECAN users. She was involved 10 years ago, and so they're working on that. So anything you wanted to share with the group on Alex and Kathleen, Tracy, or what you're learning about leadership in terms of working with them?
It made me feel really, my whole body felt really energized and, I had excess energy and bouncing my step and get up and go. And
how long did that last after you did that?
Pretty much the rest of the day.
Wow. Well, we have a setting on there, so we keep it for only one day, otherwise you wouldn't buy one. No, that's just a joke. So once you started to see that, could you see that other people may want to get them or use them, or it'll be important for other people?
I can see the importance of it for other people as well as getting one for myself. I mean, they're excellent.
Terrific.
They are really great.
Well, welcome to the family, and Chuck and Tracy can plug you in any one of these people as you need along the course of the run. If you have someone who needs to hear from someone who has something similar going on in their life, we can just patch together on three-way calls, and that's what this is all about, is working together as a team. So we welcome somebody who's going to help us out in, is it South Carolina?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Okay, so anybody who's got South Carolina people, it's Connie and Chuck and Tracy, and we'll go through that. You feel like a leader, Connie?
Well, I was in the military, so I guess I can do it again.
All right. Sounds great. Okay, next up on the docket is going to be Marion. What do we got going there?
Under Brent and Sherry, we have two new people, Terry and Brandon. And we've been talking a lot about conventions, and Sherry is hoping to have Terry and Brandon and Liz and Brent and Sherry, at least those many people, go to the convention. So I'm excited about that.
Okay, can you hit start board? We just want to pick up the game a little bit. Okay, and so now this is actually going very strong for Marion right now. There are a number of things that Marion's got going that I wanted to bring up on the call tonight. And one of them is the whole idea of the conference. And so this is going to be in Florida at Orlando in October. But right now there is a need for us to make sure that those who are going and have won the contest, Marion, can you fill in on some of the details that they have to know before the 15th?
All right. The contest runs through the end of August. And if during that period of time anyone had $5,000 worth of volume, they earned one free ticket. $10,000 was two free tickets. And I only got that far myself, so, but there were, if you had more volume, $20,000 you earned a hotel and tickets. You need to by the 15th, which is Friday, register, and then they're also offering for each $5,000 for your airplane ticket. And that you don't pick up until you are at the conference, and it's actually you can point, so you can purchase different products.
So it's important that we get to your NECAN website in the next couple of days if you are one of the contest winners, and make sure that you have that stuff taken care of. You want to be by now, or by the 15th, which is just coming up in a couple of days, you want to be registered, and that gives you the advantage of all the different programs. And then next month, there's another deadline. Do you remember why that's there?
The deadline there. I don't know.
That's a deadline for me on President Club, which I forgot. So, Marion also, what I love about Marion is she tends to get real creative in trying to find places for us to stay and things for us to do when we get there. So I'm working on some special details at Disney World, because my son went to college with, they were theater majors together and room together. His dad is the guy that hires all the talent for Disney World. And we're going to be looking at maybe some special backstage passes for some of our team as we get there. So that's our deal. But Marion, would you explain what you got going for room when people get there?
Yes. There's a resort within 10 miles of the hotel, and we were able to, I reserved two suites, which sleep up to six people, that's with beds, and sure with the throws and other things on the floor. And they have two bedrooms and a living room and a full kitchen. There's more of them available if you want. If you have bigger groups that want to go, I can mail you that information. But they're $159 a night for 16. So that's pretty neat. And I reserve from Monday through going home on Saturday, so that we arrive Monday. Tuesday I'd like to have either Disney World or Cape Canaveral trip. Wednesday, Thursday are the conference. And Friday, I want to do either Cape Canaveral or Disney, or anything else that's wonderful.
Are those all 6 or 12 spots already full?
No.
Okay.
So I have some that's available, and I'm sure there's more. Oh, and that price is with AAA. So it's a little bit more if you're not AAA.
So that's $159 a piece a night?
No.
It's $159
for six.
Oh, I don't think I can handle that. Just joking.
You get to divide the $159 into six places, and that helps a lot.
Right. Oh, plus tax. So there's going to be, it'll be more than that, but
right.
It's still wonderful. And the units are beautiful. So then we have to rent a car, and so that, there and you know, get some cars together there. I just think it'll be fun all to be together. It'd be perfect to all be with the President's Club up there at the big swanky place. That's where I'm going to be next year. But meanwhile, the rest of us wonderful about to be President Clubbers can hang out together.
Totally awesome. And you know what? Do you all sense the fact that there's some power brewing in this group right now?
Yeah.
and Marion, the other thing I wanted you to just relate to people is you were reviewing your callback list right now?
Yes.
Your follow-up list?
Yes.
Give us an idea of what's going on there.
Well, I've been in this for a while, so I have over 100 people in my group. And a lot of them are product people, and they're people underneath people. Some of them I haven't even talked to, and that's not good. So what I have done is divided my group up, and every week I am purposefully calling and getting to know some of these people that I don't know, and to find out and encourage them, inform other people that I do know what's going on. And when I call them, they always want something. Oh, I'm so glad you called. You know, I was just wondering about such and such. So if anybody else is like me, we need secretaries to do this, but we don't have them, so we better do it ourselves.
Now, we might have Carolina on the call tonight, who is also out of Marion's group down in the Bay Area. And she called up and said, okay, I'm ready to go. Let's get some stuff rocking. So, Carolina, are you on the call tonight? All right, some of you have been on calls before with Carolina. It's going to be really neat to see her sort of step back up. And if you have her number, give her a call and just say we mentioned her tonight. And golly, it would be great to work with you and hear from you and do all that stuff and just make her feel right at home. So that's good. And then anything else going on with Susan, Jennifer, Brianna, John, or Jared that you've been working on?
Brianna was at the Wellness Preview Thursday night. I took her to another networking event beforehand so she could just rub shoulders with some of my chamber people and see how I get acquainted and do that. I think that one kind of went over her head, but she loved the Wellness Preview. And they are waiting for Matt to begin training now once he gets his job and then have money to jump in. Susan, I just found out, is having real breathing problems. She's from Virginia to Spokane. So I'm hoping to meet with her tomorrow and get her an air filter. And just wanting to share more of the vision with her. She has a lot of people out of town, and that's the direction I want to go with her. Maybe follow up on the other.
Has anybody had an opportunity to go on and view one of the WebEx conferences with Dennis Williams or any of the other leaders? Are you all about ready to run one that's a full-on wellness preview with our group so that you can have your people from, let's say, Connie's group back east or for you up there in Vancouver, B.C., so we can pop on there and you can have it done in your living room from just over your computer?
Yeah.
So I guess what we really need to schedule that, and I'd say if we, Chuck and Tracy, if you guys want your people in Reading to maybe look at that as an option just to observe, if nothing else, but always good to have somebody else come on board with it, then what we need to do is just email out to each one of you when the schedule is and how to access that, and then we'll make some invitations to people on the Evite system, so we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything you want to throw into the fray this week?
What'd you just ask, Jerry?
Anyone have any comments you'd like to make before we're done?
Well, Chuck just mentioned that we went to Pathfinders and noticed that the Science of Medicine with Jackson was on there that we did in Irvine.
Woohoo! Guys are famous. That is a technique now that I think even Dennis Williams has watched Chuck and Tracy's technique and has I think pre-recorded is Show Me the Money on set that he does on Saturday, but now you can click on it because of what the breakthrough technology you guys did.
So what you're saying is we can go to the Pathfinder website and view or listen to what you taped? Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Show Me the Money is another one that's on the Dennis Williams site.
Yeah, you would go to YB Hurton.
Well, it's on Pathfinders as well.
Oh, good.
The Show Me the Money is?
Yeah.
Great. Well, good. Everybody feeling comfortable with using the process in your hands with the four meetings and so forth?
Yes.
Making more. Is it starting to feel more comfortable? Well,
yeah.
Good. We got some other secrets coming up, but as you can all tell, we're beginning to grow, and this is one of the most interesting and exciting parts of all of this. Is that all this growth that we're seeing is happening in August and July, which are the two lowest months of the year.
I wanted to know if Jenny and Tyler are still on the line. I wanted to get their number because I have some young people that I'm working with, and they're 20 and 22.
Sure, we're on the line still, and our number is area code 509-639-1145, and we'd be happy to talk to anybody.
Would you give that number again, Jenny?
Sure, it's 509-263-9145.
Also keep in mind that Andre and Marina are in their 20s, and Eric and Diana are in their 20s, and it is the beginning of the big gold rush in that age group.
Chuck says he's in his 60s.
So Chuck counts for three of those 20s.
Right. Me too. Marina. She talked to Larissa a couple weeks ago. And Eric said that he was also available to talk to people. So it's awesome.
Yeah, I think we really want to continue to process the fact that the team here has got some power, and we thank you all for letting us look into your window a little bit with members of the team, with Karen and Ruben and some others that have been kind of sitting in the gallery and taking a look. Marion, you had a question?
8 o'clock tomorrow, Rosars, you and I.
8 a.m.
Great. Wow.
All right. Isn't it awesome? Okay, anyone else have any comments at the last minute here? Make sure you get your convention stuff taken care of. If you're a convention contest winner, then you've got to be registered by the 15th, which is coming up this week.
And I will email the hotel information. If you want to be in my room, let me know. If you have AAA, let me know.
Yeah, I like to do that, Chuck and I, Marianne, but we'll give you a call about it or email you.
Okay.
Well, thank you for doing that.
All right. Way to go, guys. Let's keep these things roaring like this. This is, you're on the verge of exploding across this deal. And you can tell we're actually even getting out of town some, huh?
Hmm.
Hey, Jerry?
Yeah.
Frank, you remember Frank, right?
Right.
We took hold of him and boost him up a little bit because he's got some crazy people under the that he knows that are in the market America that aren't doing nothing, if you know what I mean, with financially. They're spending more than they're making, and they're working at it, you know? And let's just put their work where it's going to pay them.
Yeah, good. So I'm going to make sure we get Frank on the list here because they're signed up. Did they get anything on AutoShip yet?
I don't think he did. I think you only ordered like a pair of ankles or something.
Okay, well, good. Let's do some follow up stuff and have a grand opening at his house.
Sounds good.
Thanks for giving me that guy's information. So, Frank is in, so we're going to go red on that.
Ruben, you still here?
Is Connie still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Connie, are we done with the call, Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Connie, I'll give you a call tomorrow. You can give me a call, and I thank you for being on the call so late. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Did you get a bigger picture, Connie?
Yeah, I did.
Great. Well, then we expect you to be in charge of our East Coast division, and so there'll be thousands of people by this time next year, right? All right,
sorry, I was talking to myself.
You were talking to yourself?
This is my son. I forgot I'm not on mute.
Oh, okay. All right, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.